We'll get a look at some of the markets and where things stand. Ellen Dearness is joining us from Ag Review in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, what's going on this morning?
If I were a betting person, I would have said that the beans are leading the downside, but the wheat's trying to play catch up there, too. The corn, none of the commodities really saw a very good corn, bean, or wheat export bookings. We're seeing some pressure in the grain market here this morning. March corn's down about 3 cents at 366 and three quarters. December 389 down 2¼ cents. Export bookings were rather weak on corn, wheat, and beans, but they were a bright spot on the milo. Sometimes that does provide some support to corn. On the bean side, we sure are talking about the floating peso and how Argentine farmers are going to step up their bean sales. January beans trading at 855 and three quarters. They're trading at par with the March. November beans at 872 are down 7¼. The wheat market is down anywhere 7 to 8 cents. There's not a lot of new information out on wheat, although China did sign a pact with Russia for exporting. The livestock market's going to be on the weak side. We've got live cattle down about $1.50 in the nearby months. We do have a cattle on feed report tomorrow. Expect to see about a 1% increase in the numbers on feed. Marketing's about 3% higher than a year ago. The hog market's down $1.25 to $1.45. Really, the big story this morning is a very strong dollar, up more than one full point, and that came on the heels of the Fed rate hike yesterday.